Welcome to a new episode of your daily Bible verses. During these early installments, I've been laying some groundwork on Bible basics. We've talked about the Bible itself and God. Now we're heading into talking about Jesus. Who is Jesus? Notice I'm not referring to Jesus in the past tense, and that's because we Christians believe that Jesus is alive right now, this very minute, and seated at the right hand of the Father. So, we're talking about who Jesus is and not who Jesus was. So, who does Jesus say he is? The phrase, "I am," was very meaningful to educated Jews back in the day. "I am" clearly referred to God, to those particular Jews. "I am" is the covenant God of Israel, otherwise known as Jehovah. It would have been understood that when Jesus said, "I am," when referring to himself, that he would be claiming to be God. So in John 5, verse 17 through 18, this is the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 17 and 18, Jesus claimed what the Jews would understand as equality with God, the Father. So according to the New King James Version of the Bible, the fifth chapter of John, verse 17 and 18 says, "But Jesus answered them, 'My Father has been working until now, and I have been working.' Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God." Then if you go to the Gospel of John chapter 7, verses 28 and 29, I'll give you a second to turn there, or to get to that point. In the Gospel of John chapter 7, verses 28 and 29, say, you know, the nice thing about a podcast is that you can, you know, if I go too fast or something and you need to go back, you can just back it up a little bit and hear it again. That's a great thing. So in the chapter 7 of John, verse 28 and 29, it says, "Then Jesus cried out as he taught in the temple, saying, 'You both know me and you know where I am from, and I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. But I know him, for I am from him, and he sent me.'" Also in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 36 through 39, probably one of the more revealing of what Jesus said who Jesus said he was himself. Verse 36, "What about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said, 'I am God's son'? Do you not believe me unless I do the works of my Father? But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father." Again, they tried to seize him, but he escaped their grasp. And then, finally, some of the verses I want to use today is from John 14, when Jesus was affirming with his disciples regarding who he was. John 14, verses 7 through 11. "If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. So John 14, verses 7 through 11 that I just read, is very definitive about who Jesus said he was, affirming with his disciples that he was in fact God himself. So Jesus is God. That's who Jesus is. That's who Jesus said he was. And let me interject a paragraph that I want to quote from one of the great authors of the 20th century, very well known for his literary works and his philosophy and his Christian apologetics. C.S. Lewis was an atheist until he started looking into Christianity, and he became a Christian, and he became one of the great Christian apologetics of the 20th century. I want to read a paragraph from his book, Mere Christianity, that he wrote in 1952. And this is not an idea that's unique to him, but he does a very good job of explaining it. This thought about Jesus being either a liar, a lunatic, or Lord was not first put forward by C.S. Lewis, but like I said, C.S. Lewis does a really good job of summarizing the thought. So let me just read that. This is from Mere Christianity, written by C.S. Lewis. Quoting now, I am trying here to prevent anyone saying that the really foolish thing that people often say about him, that I am ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept him, his claim to be God. That's the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sorts of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level with the man who says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make a choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God, but let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. Now, it seems to me obvious that he was neither a lunatic nor fiend, and consequently, however strange or terrifying or unlikely it may seem, I have to accept the view that he was and is God. Unquote. C.S. Lewis from Mere Christianity. That pretty much sums up my view of the situation, too. It's just such a logical argument if you want to look at it from that perspective. And we covered a lot of verses in the book of John, but we'll get much more into the book of John very soon. In fact, probably next week. So I'd like to thank you very much for listening today. As always, drop me an email if you have comments, questions, ideas, and especially if you have prayer requests. We'll pray over those on a daily basis for you. And you can email me at ydbv2020@gmail.com. That's Y as in your, D as in daily, B as in Bible, V as in verses, 2020@gmail.com, ydbv2020@gmail.com. Love to hear from you, and please let me know where you're listening from. If you're in your car on your way to work, if you are you know, somewhere in Montana, or you're somewhere in Florida, or somewhere in West Virginia, wherever you happen to be. You might even be overseas listening. You might be on a flight from somewhere to another somewhere. Let me know where you're listening. I'd just be really interested to know also what platform you're listening on. And I want to assure you again that I won't use your email address for any marketing or soliciting, so you won't be put on any lists. Thanks for listening today, and we'll see you next time. And as always, God bless.